Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Happens sometimes. A piece of information comes out that is so important, so powerful, that I am unable to even address it on air because I don't feel confident to be able to cover every facet and nuance of it and fully get across to you just how devastatingly evil it is. I was unable to sleep last night. Neither was Aaron Dykes. He stayed up all night long to put together what we're going to premiere here on the radio and at PrisonPlanet.tv in 32 minutes from now. But I have had no sleep. I'm not complaining. I'm a little bit dingy. Sometimes things like this get me so wound up and so upset that I'm unable to sleep. And all of the news I have in front of me symbolizes ramifications that are so important to the future of our species. And bottom line, I just don't want the bad things that are happening and that are going to happen to our species to unfold. I genuinely care about people. I genuinely care about myself. I see the best in people, but I also see the worst. See, one-dimensional thinking would be, oh, he sees the glass as half empty or half full. No, I see it as half empty and half full. And, of course, all of us see it as both ways as well. But we're taught to see things at a very limited level. And that's the great crime in this giant social engineering experiment, is that the globalists have stated that they're attempting to dumb us down, to limit people's horizons, to clutter the educational process to where people become just frustrated and stunted. It's all a direct program, a blueprint. And the more I learn about it, the more fundamentally freaked out I get, and the more disgusted with the New World Order I get. And the more determined I am that we beat these people. And we beat them starting at home with ourselves. Because we're all human. And we all have faults. But the globalists at the top understand how humans operate. They study human behavior. And they use all that information to make us as weak and pathetic as possible so that we're not in the game of life, so that we're not on the field, so that we can just be run over. And in the process, the globalists, even though they try to stay sequestered from the general public through classism and statism and snobbery, they're hurting themselves as well, because what comes around goes around. There is such a thing as you reap what you sow. I don't believe in some type of spiritual, magic karma, but certainly the concept of karma itself is absolutely true. You reap what you sow. What you do goes out into the world and bounces back onto you. I do know, though, in the spiritual fundamentals of you reap what you sow. That is, well, the seeds you throw out onto the dirt, well, that's the type of plants you get back. You must judge a tree by its fruits. And we worked on this video. Aaron worked on it all night long. I was up all night doing research. And now here I am. It's almost a form of self-medicating to not sleep sometimes and get exhausted, because then the pain and anguish that you have, it isn't as painful because you're dulled by the exhaustion. But we've got very special information coming up. Stay with us.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 2 dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. It is the 8th day of February, 2011. Thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday edition of the last hour of the broadcast. The son of Jesse Ventura, filmmaker and TV producer in his own right, Tyrell Ventura, will be joining us to talk about a lot of behind-the-scenes things that went on the last two seasons of Conspiracy Theory, the censorship, his father suing the TSA over the groping. And Jesse Ventura is going to give us the first interview, or the first day he does interviews, when he returns in early April from Mexico. He will be on this broadcast first. I'm told he's doing, I believe, Good Morning America first, and then this radio broadcast on that Monday that he has returned to the United States in early April. So that is coming up. Tyrell Ventura will be joining us. Ventura would be on with us, but again, he's an hour away from a telephone, or 45 minutes technically, and does not even have phone service there. He literally lives in a bungalow on the side of the beach trying to get away from the New World Order. I got a lot of news we're going to cover today. It's obviously all very important. Ron Paul on the verge of announcing 2012 presidential bid. That's at prisonplanet.com with Ron Paul's statements there. Also, Einstein was right. Honeybee collapse threatens global food security. We're also going to get into the big developments in Egypt. There's been some major changes. Egypt proclaims power transfer plan. Protesters are wary. And this report that I meant to get to yesterday is extremely concerning. New research raises hopes in quest to find universal flu vaccine. Now, these are a new class of so-called vaccines, and I've had experts in vaccine development on, biologists and medical doctors, who were very concerned about this entire new class of vaccines. I really wouldn't even call them vaccines, but the media is calling them vaccines, setting the precedent to push whatever they want on you through a needle. But these are in the similar class to live virus vaccines, where they say, oh, this vaccine will cure you of drug addiction. Why, they got a vaccine they're trying to get approved for alcoholism. They've got a vaccine to stop you from using cocaine. They've got a vaccine for nicotine that's in tobacco. And they admit in these different classes, you know, I've dubbed them brain-eating vaccines, that and it's in all the mainstream literature, they admit, oh, it goes in and it attacks the receptors of the brain and creates plaques in those receptors to where the body cannot upload the opiates that are in the heroin or the chemicals that are in the cocaine that mimic natural endorphins. I mean, when we get a link up on the Drudge Report, and I know we're going to get an additional million readers or so to an article, I get an adrenaline rush and we do high fives. When your football team wins, if you're into that, simulated tribal combat, you get an adrenaline rush. But more than that, it releases chemicals naturally out of glands in your brain that make you feel euphoric. Well, these different classes of vaccines will actually go in and destroy your capability to have natural brain metabolic changes. When you hit your second wind, when you're jogging and it's hard the first 3 miles, after 3 miles or whenever you hit your second wind, boom, all of a sudden you feel great and it's a lot easier for the next 3 or 4 miles. And then suddenly you get tired again, but if you push through that, you'll get a third wind if you're really good, in a really good shape. I'm so out of shape when I jog, I never hit my second wind. I go about 2 miles and then, you know, feel like I'm going to throw up and got to quit. But back when I was in really good shape, at about 3 miles, running fast around the hike and bike trail, boom, I would hit that second wind, and the next 3 miles was just completely easy. So you're always going for that. But side issue getting into those descriptions, just to cover an article like this, I could spend 3 hours in deep detail documenting all of this information and warning you. This particular catch-all universal flu vaccine attacks the proteins that are in the influenza A virus. Now, of course, the same proteins that are in that virus are in tens of thousands of other viruses that are naturally occurring in your body and your intestines predominantly that are part of your buffer system and part of your health and the tens of thousands of different types of bacteria and your own cells. And so imagine the spinoff problems with flesh-eating versions of bacteria that we have just because we've overused antibiotics. And now every year there's more and more forms of bacteria that are completely immune to any type of treatment, any type of antibiotic, and so they're killing people. I mean, every few days I read about somebody who picks, you know, a pimple on their leg, and 2 days later they're dead, and flesh-eating bacteria has basically devoured much of their body. And they admit that is because of antibiotics. Now, that is a low-tech, 65-year-old technology, originally discovered in mold, penicillin. Now, they're developing vaccines and getting approval on them that, oh, if you take this vaccine in our double-blind studies, it shows a massive reduction in your desire to snort cocaine. Or it shows a massive reduction in your desire to smoke cigarettes or chew tobacco. But they don't look at what the other effects are. See, that's looking at it one-dimensionally. It's just, yep, this seemed to make people not want to use this particular drug because, and there's different variants of them, but the virus goes in, it either destroys those receptors in the brain or it creates plaques at those receptors, or they have other types where your body creates an autoimmune response and then destroys whatever particular chemical that the vaccine is targeted towards creating an immunity. But the problem is the reason that cigarettes and marijuana, cannabis and cocaine and other narcotics make you feel good is because, and the reason they're addictive is because they mimic natural processes in the brain. And I remember reading about these vaccines that re-engineer the brain 12 years ago or so. And even in the medical journals, they were saying, well, there, you know, there's concerns about this. But now they just sell them saying, look, we're doing tests of these. We're rolling these out. We're going to give you an anti-stress vaccine. You're not going to feel bad anymore. You're not going to have anxiety. Well, you naturally have anxiety over things that you should have anxiety about. I have anxiety over the fact that I still eat too much fattening food, that I don't exercise enough, that I work too hard. I have anxiety about having children, that I want to live to see have children, and that I want to be there to protect and help my children. And so I'm really trying to wrestle with myself to stop living the destructive lifestyle I live. It's not destructive compared to the general public, but I can see it as destructive. It was destructive. Being so upset about the news I'm going to cover in 15 minutes that I was unable to sleep last night. My wife got up at 2 in the morning and said, when the dog was barking, and said, well, what are you doing? And, you know, I was already taking another shower, was dressed, sitting there at the computer doing research. I said, I just can't sleep. But see, that's Alex Jones going to an extreme of concern about the New World Order. At a subconscious level, feeling like I've got to defeat this system myself when I can never do that. We can only do it with God's help, with divine intervention. We've got to have faith, do the right thing, tell the truth, take action, and then trust in God. All of us together doing little things. But getting back to this report here, there are so many super technologies, super high-tech, to use a comic book term, super science-type systems that are being developed. And when you realize the globalists are Malthusian and malevolent and that they are trying to deploy these to make us basically emotionless biological androids. That's how the Pentagon describes in their Marshall report. Wired Magazine reported on it. The headline was Marshall Plan, a takeoff on the post-World War II plan. And the headline is the Marshall Plan. In the future, it won't be what weapons our troops have, but what drugs they're on. And we know that they're testing aggression drugs, high-tech steroids, amnesiacs on special forces. That's been confirmed, and a lot of other even more dangerous things on them. And we know now they're moving and setting the precedent to deploy things like Gardasil that's caused close to 100 known deaths and tens of thousands of people to have serious Guillain-Barré type neurological disorders. And when the government pushed that on schoolgirls and now on boys, they knew in the trials it was killing people. But see, they're setting the precedent to deploy something to kill us out in the open and then just see if they can paper over it. Oh, man. And I know I'm all over the map. I'm all over the map because it's all interconnected. I mean, do people realize the chain reactions that have already begun because of genetically modified crops? The German studies, the British, the Chinese studies all show one form of BT corn that grows a natural pesticide in it. That is, it's a natural fungus in the ground, but they put it in the plant at about 1,000 times the strength so that any bugs that eat it will die. The problem is honeybees are eating the pollen, and they're dying. I mean, why did the globalists deploy that? Why are they putting out systems that turn off major proteins in the body, not just flu viruses? I mean, it's like they're trying to destroy the planet. We'll be right back.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
Is it finishing off this agenda that they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home?
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Day after day, alone on a hill.
I know a pilot and a scientific researcher personally for many years, and he called me yesterday and said, Alex, you can go to the federal maps of the magnetic fields. All pilots have them. Magnetic fields are routinely changing. There is nothing to this pole shift. And he wrote a report for us yesterday that's going up at InfoWars.com in the next 30 minutes or so, also at PrisonPlanet.com. I'm not sure what headline we're going to give it yet during the next break. I'm going to go out there and decide what headline to give it. That doesn't mean that he's 100% right, but I do respect his opinion. the media, including Scientific American and Fox News, is hyping it up and saying that it could be a danger. And undoubtedly, you know, polls do move around, but according to the graphs that we've looked at, it's about the same level of movement we've been seeing since measurements in the 1970s. So we're going to be going over that report coming up in the next hour. I know it's kind of fun to think Planet X is coming to kill us, and it's kind of mysterious, like Thundar the Barbarian cartoon in the 70s. And there's all these movies about asteroids hitting us, but I don't think in 2012 there's going to be a big pole shift. The globalists are engaged in weather modification. They brag that they have tectonic weapons, which obviously are dangerous to manipulate the Earth with. The government and other governments have tested nukes in the upper atmosphere and blown holes in the ozone layer. A few years after they discovered and confirmed the Van Allen radiation belt, the U.S. government fired high-powered nuclear missiles into it. That's in the Discovery Channel Trinity special with William Shatner, film footage of them launching multiple nukes into the Van Allen radiation belt, quote, trying to blow it up. So, I mean, the real danger is the globalist and their cyclotrons and their heavy superconducting supercolliders and their the Air Force report 7 years ago admitting that they're secretly trying to isolate and develop antimatter bombs. I mean, sure, there's some real dangers going on, but evidence of a pole shift, I really think, is a pop culture fad. People may get mad at me for that. That's my opinion. And I'm not sure either. We don't know. The only constant on this planet is change. Now, I told you that I learned something yesterday so upsetting because I already had all the pieces and knew it was coming, but the announcement of it shook me to my very core. And I wanted to disprove all of my previous research that I had done over the years. So I spent approximately 8 hours last night from midnight to 8 a.m. researching it. Then I got extremely tired at 8 a.m., went to sleep for 30 minutes, which was probably a mistake. Cause now I'm kind of out of it. You know, when you don't sleep and take a quick nap, you do. But I confirmed that my analysis was correct, because you read these articles and these documents and talk to insiders over the years, and then a new development happens confirming all the research you've done, but then you say, well, time tends to muddy things a bit. Let me spend some time researching this. So Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Aaron Dykes, and myself, as well as Rob Dube, worked late into the evening on the information you're about to see, and this video / audio for radio listeners was only finished 20 minutes ago. And it's not on the internet yet. It's not on the Alex Jones channel. It's not at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to premiere it when we come back after this break here in a moment. And please call your friends and family. Please tell them to tune in to this information immediately, because this is a form of tyranny that no nation has ever had in place. And I don't just have all the public admissions. I have inside sources that do not wish to be named, but you can imagine who they are. I have worked inside three separate radio stations for long periods of time here in Austin, Texas, and I was told the information by engineers, and I was allowed to see the documents, and I was allowed to videotape some of the documents. Man, I can't believe it. It's so bad. They really are getting ready for martial law. You need to know that. You need to understand. This is not a game on this radio show. This is not infotainment. This is not a joke. They are planning hardcore tyranny. And we're going to break it down. We come back. We're going to go straight to the video. We come out of break / audio. It'll be streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers there. And for radio listeners, you'll be able to hear the entire video. And then later, you'll be able to go up to Infowars.com and watch the video where every statement I make is government documents and mainstream news dealing with this huge issue.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Executive Order 10995 allows the government to seize and control the communication media.
Our nation is at war against a far-reaching network of violence and hatred. Training camps have been struck, leaders eliminated, plots disrupted. And all those involved in the attempted act of terrorism must know you too will be held to account.
Think about it. 15 years ago, we allowed the federal government to hardwire emergency takeover systems of all major communications and media in the United States. Now the federal government's coming out in the open and admitting what was already in their internal documents, that they're going to begin having federal break-ins over local news.
If this has been an actual alert, this message would contain specific information on the watch or warning being issued.
Well, it's really happening. Bonafide tyranny is coming to our shores. If you look at Egypt, you've witnessed how the government has seized control of the TV and radio stations. But in the United States, the federal government doesn't need to do that, because under changes in FCC regulations over television and radio in 1996, EAS emergency systems are put in at the radio or TV towers. They're also put in at the national and local cable systems, where the federal government puts a box in at the transmission tower where they can flip a switch and shortwave towers nationwide take over those computers and put out an audio signal of whatever message they want. I am a radio broadcaster. And I remember 15 years ago when this change was made, watching the engineer at the radio station where I worked and the station manager literally freaking out. They were sent documents that the FCC said were restricted, but I was allowed to look at them and I was allowed to videotape them. And I put it in my 1999 film, Police Day 2000.
Well, my friends, you're looking at a FEMA control box. That's right, at 98.9 KJFK FM, where I work in Austin, Texas. That, my friends, can take over the radio station. It is radio controlled by a FEMA tower. That's right, a FEMA tower in New Braunfels, Texas. It covers almost all of the central part of the state of Texas. Little teletypes come printing out of the side of the machine weekly and update us. In the past, it was voluntary. Now it's mandatory, and they can remote control take over the station.
And in those, they told them that in the near future, the federal government would routinely seize control of their broadcast system, not during a plague or a nuclear attack or a war, but that they would seize control for routine announcements. So it was put in place, but it wasn't implemented. Now, President Barack Obama, through the FCC, has announced today that they are going to begin testing and implementing national announcements with the president giving messages to the public.
Everybody has heard the National Emergency Alert System. Radio and TV stations regularly test it to make sure the public is notified in times of peril. Well, that system is overseen by the FCC. And now the agency wants to upgrade it by having presidential announcements feed into the alert system. It's also looking at how wireless broadband could also enhance EAS.
But it gets worse. 8 years ago, I was not doing my radio show out of the studio. I was doing it out of a local talk station. I didn't have my own studio then. They got new communiques from the FCC telling them that they should prepare in the near future for multiple hours per day of federal break-ins over the local AM station. And the same systems in the cable systems, broadcast TV, talk radio, you name it. And I went to the station manager. And I said, please come on my show, talk about this. And he said, no, I showed you this stuff in confidence. You're not allowed to talk about it. You can say you heard about it, but not where. Now, since then, I've done shows out of another big talk station here in town. I've been a guest in many stations around the country, over 80 stations now that pick up my syndicated radio show. And in the last week, I have talked to station owners and managers who are now getting internal communiques from the FCC, and they're told it's national security, that they're not allowed to talk about it, but that there are going to be more and more government break-ins over radio and TV. Now, I got that news, but was trying to figure out what to do with it when today the big announcement comes out, and the FCC Obama spokesperson lady says, oh, this is no big deal. We've always had this in place. We're now just going to implement it. Well, I guess that's true. There are executive orders to seize all transportation. There are executive orders to put every American into forced labor brigades. There are executive orders to take over all of the media under nuclear attack, under continuity of government. The point is, now Obama is beginning to implement this. Before 1996, you had one local station that under an emergency situation would broadcast the EAS alert. Other stations would tune to that station and carry those emergency alerts. No country in the world, not communist Russia back during the Soviet Union pre-1991, not Ceausescu's Romania, none of them had actual boxes in the radio and TV stations that would take over the entire transmission. These are wired in under regulations to the broadcast towers and at the studios everything by law, and I've watched the engineers complain and bitch and moan for years, has to be wired through these, and it causes all sorts of problems. They have to do weekly checks randomly where the federal government tests the takeover of the station to make sure it's in place. This is happening in America right as we go into a depression, right as foreign banks loot our country, right as they try to start new wars in the Middle East. Do you see what's happening? But it gets worse. FEMA began to put out press releases last year saying, you know what? We're going to have digital license plates across the country that have most wanted videos popping up. It'll be an LCD screen. And we're going to give you government announcements over those. You know those billboards we put up for Amber Alerts with kidnapped little kids? Now it's going to be report illegal guns, report terrorism. They're putting in these giant telescreens at these 9,000 locations, Walmarts, malls, you name it, saying, don't trust other shoppers. Don't trust your neighbors. Only trust Big Brother. Only trust the government. Napolitano comes and inserts herself at the Super Bowl, has the TSA running checkpoints with local trained goons actually doing frisk and feeling people up. We're going into bondage. And now, in the midst of the accelerating global financial meltdown, the White House announces and says, oh, it's no big deal. We've had this on the books for years. Yeah, martial law plans for years. We're going to start testing the voice of Obama, breaking in on the media. And they're announcing that Xbox video games and other systems are going to have government announcements that pop up. Cass Sunstein, the regulations czar, has said that they want pop-ups on websites they don't agree with government messages. Google's already testing this where it tells you, ooh, look out, going to this site. This information's been proven to be wrong. The internet kill switch, the cybersecurity takeover, it's all happening. They've got new FCC rules where all the alarm clocks and televisions have to have hardwired chips in them so they can fire your television or radio up and make you hear announcements in the middle of the night. They've also announced in this new press release that, oh, the FCC and the federal government are going to put in free national broadband that we pay for as taxpayers, but it's going to be under our filtered rules. And the free broadband in Europe at the bus and train stations, guess whose websites are censored? Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. What did Google announce 2 weeks ago? That they're going to start censoring and blocking out from their searches content farms like the Drudge Report and Infowars.com. That is sites that aggregate news and make comments on news. This is a full spectrum takeover of the media in our country. This is an attack on free speech. This is literal government messages on digital billboards, at checkout counters, on your license plate, on your cell phone, on your pop-up video games. This is the federal government coming in and forcing their messages directly into the media because the population doesn't buy into their propaganda anymore. There has been a continuity of agenda. This has been going on for decades. They've been setting the system up. But now they're rolling it out, and that's the message here. What does it say about our society? This is unbelievable. This is the Fairness Doctrine 2.0. This is authoritarian censorship by way of government break-ins with announcements. No country's ever done this. This is beyond 1984, and it's really happening. Do people realize the magnitude of this? And in America, supposed land of freedom, I'm getting frantic calls from station owners and managers as they're being told to get ready for all of this to happen in the last few weeks. And going back 8 years ago and going back 15 years ago, when I get these documents, as they put this system in place, the station owners are afraid to speak out. The station managers are afraid to speak out. Why? Why? We need to say no. This is a free market, free private property society. In the name of security, the government is hardwiring everything so they can take it over? Egypt, anybody? This is worse than what happened in Egypt. That's what Mubarak did. But he didn't have it hardwired. He physically had the army go take it over. This is as plain as the nose on my face. This is brazen, naked, hardcore, scary tyranny. And when I saw them announce this, even though I knew it was coming for all these years, it shook me to my very core, and it should shake you. When they put tyranny in place, they can take the pension funds, the veterans' death benefits, that's already begun. They can jack up taxes. They can shut down newspapers, TV, radio. The last time this happened was during the Civil War. Lincoln did similar things, arresting scores of newspaper owners and editors. This is here. The globalists have committed so many crimes. They know they're unpopular with the people. They know Congress has an 11% approval rating, and so they are moving with the system to force their propaganda onto all private media in this country. And it's going to start with little short announcements, and it's going to move until huge blocks of programming are openly taken over by the government. If we don't have free speech in the First Amendment and a free press in this country, we have nothing. The Internet has been a wonderful tool to enlighten and inform and awaken the masses. But it's also a double-edged sword created by DARPA. Electronics, computer chips are so cheap, everything is being wired for the federal takeover. This is announced. This is a fact. We are entering a time when you're not going to be able to access InfoWars.com and other alternative sites. We're already being blocked all over the world. They've already got the system in place, and that's scary enough. But if they send up this trial balloon and we go along with it, they are going to implement the full takeover of the media. Whether you're liberal, conservative, libertarian, communist, socialist, it doesn't matter. Atheist, Christian, all media is under attack. We must come together and resist this. We must say no to this. This is a major canary in the coal mine. This is a full spectrum takeover of the media. Let's not let them pull that switch. Get the word out to everybody. I have been having chills for 3 hours since this announcement came out. I knew the hammer was going to drop, but this is so incredible. We've got to hang together for the First Amendment, or we're surely going to hang separate. Thank you. The rest is up to you. Please spread the word. It is now time for radio and TV station owners to stand up to this corruption, to this police state takeover of the First Amendment and private property, and let the system know they are not going to put up with the federal government's takeover of our media system. Enough is enough. Enough is enough, and that is the 13-minute video that we just showed here for the first time. It's not even on the web yet. We just streamed it out via PrisonPlanet.tv and on our AM and FM stations, XM and Global Shortwave. I know behind the scenes that station owners have been prepared for this for 15 years. Now they're being told, yes, the government is going to go ahead with this. There's always industry backlash. The government's saying they may take hours per day with different break-ins in the middle of a sports broadcast, the middle of the news, the middle of the weather, the middle of my radio show. They are at 9,000 locations putting the telescreens in, and it's not just Napolitano, it's other Homeland Security messages. The TSA obviously has gone from airports to sports stadiums and train stations, and that's all been announced. This is a full-spectrum government takeover of media, and let me expand on that. Here's Pop Science. AP also reported on this. This is from 2009. New York State wants to put emergency alerts in your online games, which is the way most games are played now, is in millions of people at a time, hundreds of thousands at a time, playing online games. And it shows examples of terror threat alerts popping up on your computer screen. It continues. We have all these different reports here about how they're going to have billboards all over the place, which that's the first rollout at the 800-plus Walmarts, and then they announced 8,000-plus locations, Mall of America, with big screens, with government messages, with audio, forcing you at the checkout counter to spend your time with Janet Napolitano and FEMA and Homeland Security, forcing you to listen to them on the radio, forcing you over your handheld computer device to get audio and text alerts from them, just injecting the fear. And then always with this system, they started out for Al-Qaeda, because, oh, everybody hates Al-Qaeda, and then next it's illegal guns. Next it's burning trash in your backyard. It's environmental crimes. It's the green police. This is the normalization of a high-tech 1984 society. By the way, Kurt Nimmo did a story on this that just went up in the last 20 minutes at InfoWars.com. We're going to get it posted over at PrisonPlanet.com as well. Obama launches total takeover of media. And that's also the name of the video we're going to be posting to YouTube that you just saw and heard here. And Nimmo begins the article by saying, even the Washington Post describes it like something out of Orwell's 1984. And he has a link to the Washington Post, but they're like, oh, it's fun. It's good. It's like 1984. It's fun. Oh, there's going to be telescreens on the highways and in the town squares and in all the shops. And these are now going in. We're getting the video sent to us of Walmart supercenters everywhere at every checkout line just telling you, watch out, terrorists are everywhere. Watch out, the Internet's not safe. The announcements that are being played on these systems are also at the YouTube channel of Homeland Security. And they've got a whole string of them now saying, TSA cannot always be here to protect you, but we're going to try. And then it shows TSA at football games and things, just where people are watching screens being prepared. Again, first they prepare you via the television screen, what people see as not reality, for the physical rollout, so we're acclimated to accept it. And we've got to get station owners and station managers and others to start saying no to this. This is a major trial balloon they're launching, and this is about taking over the alternative media, the Internet, everything. It's so serious. They're really now implementing all these executive orders and things that have been on the books for decades. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more on Obama and the launching of the total takeover.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Government, through the continuity of government system set up back in the 50s for nuclear war, has quietly rolled out a system through cybersecurity, already being put in place despite the fact that cybersecurity hasn't been officially passed by Congress, and they're admitting that they are hardwiring government takeover systems into all of the ISPs where they can overlay messages on all websites, all cell phones, all online cooperative play video games. They've already put the systems in as of 15 years ago with the Telecommunications Act at all broadcast TV, cable, even though the FCC is supposedly not really over that, and radio. And it doesn't matter if we're on WWCR, the big 100,000-watt shortwave in Tennessee, they've got it wired. It doesn't matter if we're on 590 AM here in Austin, they've got it wired. And we just accept this, and the stations pay their taxes to then have this forced on them. It's incredible. And previous to 96, they had a government frequency they would tune to during the emergency, and one local station would have the takeover box in it, and then other stations would tune to that only in case of a nuclear war. Then they passed the Amber Alerts, which sounds reasonable. If there's a missing little girl, they'll have billboards, digital billboards, radio announcements, TV announcements. But now you see the billboards where I live here in Austin, and it will say, report environmental crimes, report illegal guns, report terrorist. They are using this system and now forcing, and if there was any doubts, into the stores, into the markets, into the malls, into the city squares and town squares, where you're just bombarded by government media that you pay for with your tax money. This is the dream of dictators like Stalin and Hitler and Ceausescu and Pol Pot and Fidel Castro. And in classical tyrannies, the government controls the media, but sometimes the media doesn't do what they want, so they send the police or military to the outfit to take it over. This is different. This is government developing its own news packages and forcing it into the checkout lines at Walmart and Mall of America, forcing it onto your cell phone, bombarding you, breaking into your life, and being able to shut the media off and completely take it over. And the federal government now admits the Pentagon has built giant TV studios for just that event and has created Armed Services Television, and they've got backup units now through FEMA television to totally take over. And now they're getting you ready for it, saying, yes, during an economic emergency, remember Bush signed that executive order, Obama continued it, for any emergency, including economic, they can seize control of the entire infrastructure, and Congress can say nothing for 6 months. Remember 3 years ago when I freaked out when Bush did that? And we said, I don't know if they're going to pull full martial law, but they're putting troops on the streets, running checkpoints, TSA, Viper teams, getting us all acclimated. But before they do it, they'll start coming out and testing it. Well, now the testing is here. They could take over 5 years from now or next month or tomorrow night. The point is that sword of Damocles is now hanging over us. And this is all run by FEMA. Now, what did FEMA do? And this was on Good Morning America with the county parish sheriff of the New Orleans county that New Orleans is in. And he went on TV and broke down and cried and told the truth. And he said he had officers who were not allowed by the feds to go in and get their families out of the nursing home. And the grandmother had a phone working and called and said, are you coming to get me? And they said, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get you. And 2 days later, we're coming to get you. We're coming to get you. They won't let us. 4 days later, they go. They get her. She's dead. Then he broke down. He said, FEMA sabotages. They came in and cut the communication lines. They did it the first night when the storm hit. They ran that whole thing. Just like they want to cut local police lines, they've got grids in to take it all over.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.